your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back, you know, I made a little bit of a mistake in our opening segment when we were talking about the state of the U.S. economy. I kind of caught Jimmy off guard by asking for inflation numbers. He didn't have his notes in front of him, but he does now. So, Jimmy, what are the exact inflation numbers according to your notes as of Thursday morning?
Right. So I just, you know, going to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the November numbers that came out were 7.1%. Now, that's basically below what the market expectations is, 7.3%, but it's still well above the 2% Fed target, right? I mean, we're talking a large amount above the Fed target. And it's also, there's a huge discrepancy between wages and inflation. So you've got a 2 to 3% difference. So basically people are losing 2 to 3% of their earnings because of inflation on a monthly basis at this point.
And that's not a small amount. You got to realize that that's out there, and you have to realize what that's doing to your pocketbook and what that's doing to your standard of living. I'm pretty much on a fixed income right now, and I have to tell you, now that I'm retired, I truly realize the meaning of and the discipline you have when you're on a fixed income, for lack of better terms. You know, when you talk about Biden bucks, you're talking about a digital currency. A digital currency like Bitcoin or some of these others are something I never really understood, and so I never got involved in it, either financially or what I would have to say is professionally. Brinkman Fried is now in jail. Jim, why don't you wrap up what he did with the exchange that he founded and was in charge of?
Yeah, so FTX is the exchange,
right?
And basically, so this is what's very interesting. So Sam Bankman-Fried's parents are Stanford economists, you know, economics professors, right?
Yeah.
So well-respected people, and they're very involved with, you know, senior members of the Democratic Party. Sam Bankman-Fried's girlfriend, Christina Ellison, was the daughter of Greg Ellison.
Yeah.
And he was best friends with the SEC chair, Gensler.
Yeah.
Right? So here you have these very powerful parents supporting these two kids that put this offshore Bitcoin exchange that basically is exchanging nothing, and then they've got massive amounts of investment through their connections to build was somewhere between $30 and $40 billion investment management fund, or I should say it's not an investment fund, it's this crypto philosophy thing,
right?
And then of course the Alameda group was investing using money from the Sam Bankman-Fried FTX exchange,
right?
It's basically a place people can put their cryptocurrencies in and then they could use it or pull it out. It was supposed to be safe. They were actually shipping money over to this other Alameda investment group that was basically just siphoning off. It was a huge scheme, but it was a very politically and publicly connected scheme. Lots of very well-known people, the Bradys, Tom Brady and his wife, or I guess soon to be ex-wife. You had people like Larry David, this Saturday Night Live comedian, doing commercials on the Super Bowl for FTX. Hilarious to watch. Everyone should go and actually look at that Larry David Super Bowl commercial for FTX. It's a hilarious one because it really, really shows the irony of the situation.
Well, a lot of very prominent Democrats were involved in this thing because Brinkman-Fried was a big contributor of money that he got from the exchange to the Democratic Party.
Was, as identified so far, the second largest donor to the Democratic Party. But the charges that he's facing from the DOJ right now actually are in conjunction with illegal political contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from my perspective, the DOJ has to charge that. But the very interesting thing that happened this week, that people need to take a good hard look at. When I say people, I mean investigative journalists and, of course, financial analysts, as well as Republican leaders in the House Finance Committee. The Sam Bankman-Fried was scheduled to testify this week before the House Finance Committee. Maxine Waters, is the chair until January.
Waters is the chair.
Yes. Okay. Shockingly, but yes. So the brilliant economics superhero Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
Is the the finance chair in the House.
Yeah.
Had a meeting or had a hearing that Sam Bankman-Fried was supposed to testify about. Now he hasn't been shy about getting on the media in the last couple of. Weeks after this collapse, he's supposed to testify, but the DOJ arrests him a few hours before. Actually, not the DOJ. The Bahamian law enforcement authorities arrest him on request or in conjunction with these indictments by the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
So what it did is it kept him from testifying publicly on or being asked questions publicly about his donations and some of the illegalities that went on of this.
Yeah.
And here's what's hilarious, that when you look deep into this problem, apparently, according to a lot of news reports, their method of accounting for billions of dollars was Intuit QuickBooks.
Okay.
Now, you start peeling the onion back on this, and you see a couple of kids, I mean, literally, in their 20s.
Yeah, early 20s, Jim.
Yeah, and they go nuts with billions of dollars and lose it.
Right.
As they're propping up the Democratic Party before the midterm elections, and actually since they've been involved in politics.
Right.
Unbelievable, and they've been protected by large Democratic investors and donors. And you're still seeing a lot of these guys, Kevin O'Leary, I can't remember the name of the show, but Shark Tank guy.
Yeah.
And, CNBC guy. He invested $15 million. And he said, well, sometimes I make bad investments, but I trust Sam Bankman-Fried. I actually watched the interview. It's stunning. These people are still trying to protect this, and they don't. And I think the reason, the justification for that, is they realize how volatile all this is, because Binance has lost, I think, $3 billion in withdrawals the other day. Coinbase is going bankrupt. FTX went bankrupt. These cryptocurrency exchanges are facing the reality that they will be regulated.
Right.
And people are starting to realize that the value of a digital coin, Bitcoin or whatever, really is just the value of Ether. And as that begins to collapse, they don't want it to collapse because they're trying to protect their investments.
Trying to protect their own investments. Jimmy, we got to cut it. The news is coming up here in 20 seconds. We will kind of wrap up our discussion on digital currencies after the break. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.